Hey there. So this is kind of a horror story, but it's not quite the kind of story it might sound like at first, because at first it might sound like a horror story about machines taking over, making all the decisions and making terrible, horrifying choices. Very age of artificial intelligence. But this is really a story about decisions made by people for money. It's also kind of a twofer sequel, like those movies that pit two characters from earlier stories against each other, like, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong or Alien versus Predator. Although, in this case, I gotta admit, the two monsters aren't necessarily fighting each other. Let's get reacquainted with them. On one side, coming back from our very last episode, we've got Medicare Advantage. This is the version of Medicare that's run by private insurance companies. It's got a bright and appealing side compared to traditional Medicare, the version of Medicare that's just run by the federal government, because it costs a lot less month to month, saving people money on premiums, and it often comes with extra benefits like dental coverage, which traditional Medicare doesn't offer. I know. But Medicare Advantage can have a dark side, which is basically, well, you end up dealing with private insurance companies for the rest of your life. You need something, a test, a procedure, whatever, they might decide not to cover it, which can be scary. Our other returning monster, am I really calling them a monster? Well, last time we talked about them in 2023, we had an expert calling them a behemoth. That's United Health Group. You might remember, they're not only one of the biggest insurance companies and maybe not coincidentally, the very biggest provider of Medicare Advantage plans. They've also got a whole other business under the umbrella name Optum. And Optum has spent the last bunch of years buying up a gazillion other healthcare companies of every kind. That includes medical practices. So they employ more doctors than anyone else by a huge margin. It includes surgery centers and home health companies and every kind of middleman company you can imagine that works behind the scenes. And so they have their hands in a huge percentage of doctor bills and pharmacy visits. And a few years ago, United bought a company called Navi Health. Navi Health provides services to insurance companies that run Medicare Advantage plans. So Navi Health's job is to decide how long someone needs to stay in a nursing home. Like if you're discharged from hospital after surgery, but you're not ready to go home yet. And the horror story, the stories, as dug up by reporters, starts after United bought Navi Health. And according to their reports, it involves people getting kicked out of those nursing homes who aren't ready to go home. People getting sent home who can't walk up the stairs in their house, who can't walk at all. People who are on feeding tubes. People who Navi Health's own employees are saying, wait, this person isn't ready to go home. But their new bosses have told them, you're not really making these decisions anymore. And this is where machines do enter the picture. Navi Health's distinctive offering has always been its proprietary algorithm, an algorithm that makes predictions about how long any given patient might need to stay in a nursing home. Before United bought the company, that algorithm was used as a guide, a first guess. Humans weighed in with their own judgment about what patients needed. But as people inside the company have told reporters, after United took over, that changed. The new owners basically told their employees, if the algorithm says someone can go home after X days, that's when we're cutting them off. So this isn't a monster movie or a movie about a bad machine taking over. The horror here is people making decisions to let the machines have this say-so, denying care to people who need it. Like pretty much any horror movie, this story's got people running around trying to tell everybody, hey, watch out, there's something big and dangerous happening here. And in this case, they've actually gotten the attention of some people who might have the power to do something about it. Now, what do those people do? We don't know yet. And by the way, yes, I said at the end of our last episode we'd be talking about Medicaid this time around. That's coming. But for now, strap in for this one. This is An Arm and a Leg, a show about why healthcare costs so freaking much and what we can maybe do about it. I'm Dan Weissman. I'm a reporter. I like a challenge. So our job on this show is to take one of the most enraging, terrifying, depressing parts of American life and bring you something entertaining, empowering, and useful. So, like I said, one way this is like a horror movie is there's people who are seeing what's going on and are trying to warn everybody. Like those movies, we're going to follow one of those people, watch them discover the problem, see how deep it goes, and start ringing alarm bells. Let's meet our guy.
My name is Bob Herman. I'm a reporter at Stat News.
Stat is an amazing medical news publication. Bob covers the business of medicine there. And Bob started working on this story in November 2022 after talking to a source who runs nursing homes. And Bob's source was complaining about Medicare Advantage.
There were a lot of payment denials. They just weren't able to get paid. And just offhandedly, the source mentioned, like, you know, and they're attributing everything to this algorithm. This algorithm said only 17 days for a patient and then time's up. And I went running to Casey Ross.
Casey is a reporter at Stat who focuses on tech and AI in healthcare. And Bob said, hey, what do you think of this? You want to team up?
And he was hooked.
They started talking to people who worked at nursing homes, talking to experts, talking to families. And it was clear they were onto something.
It took so many families by surprise to be like, what do you mean we're going home? My husband, my wife, my grandma, my grandpa, they can't go to the bathroom on their own. Like, it was so confusing to people. And I think that's, you know, it seemed like such a cold calculation.
One person they ended up talking with was Gloria Bent. Her husband, Gary, was sent to a nursing home for rehab after brain surgery for cancer. He was weak. He couldn't walk. And he had something called left neglect. His brain didn't register that there was a left side of his body. So here's Gloria testifying before a Senate committee about what happened when Gary arrived at the nursing home. She says the first thing he got was a discharge date. That is,
before the staff of the facility could even evaluate my husband or develop a plan of care, I was contacted by someone who identified themselves as my Navi Health care coordinator.
Gloria says when she told the nursing home staff she'd heard from Navi Health, they groaned and they told her what to expect.
I was told that I had just entered a battlefield, that I could expect a series of notices of denial of Medicare payment accompanied by a discharge date that would be 2 days after I got that notice.
Yeah, they said she'd get 2 days notice. And Gloria says the nursing home staff also told her she'd have 24 hours to appeal each of those. But even if she won, the denials would keep coming. In fact, they said,
if we won a couple of appeals, then we could expect that the frequency with which these denials were going to come would increase.
All of which happened. Navi Health started issuing denials July 15th, 2022, after Gary had been at the home for a month. Gloria appealed. She told senators what the doctor who evaluated the appeal found. Gary couldn't walk. He couldn't even move, like from a bed to a chair, without help from two people. That reviewer took Gloria's side. And her husband's next denial came a week after the first. Gloria won that appeal too. She says the reviewer noted Gary needed maximum assistance with activities of daily living. The third denial came 4 days later. And this time Gloria lost. Gary came home in an ambulance. As Gloria testified, he couldn't get into or out of a car without assistance from someone with special training. And when he got into the ambulance, he had a fever. The next morning, he wound up in another ambulance, headed to a hospital with meningitis. He lost a lot of the functioning he'd picked up at the nursing home. And he died at home a few months later. When Gloria testified in the Senate, all of it was still fresh. She told them, as awful as Gary's illness and decline had been, the fights with insurance were what she called an added trauma.
This should not be happening to families and patients. It's cruel. Our family continues to struggle with the question that I hear you asking today. Why are people who are looking at patients only on paper or through the lens of an algorithm, making decisions that deny the services judged necessary by healthcare providers who know their patients.
Bob Herman calls Gloria's story heartbreaking, and he says he's seen so many others like it. And his attention goes to one part of Gloria's story beyond denial by algorithm, because it's not just one denial. It's that series of denials. You can appeal, but as Gloria testified, the denials speed up, and you have to win every single time. The company only has to win once. I mean, unless you're ready to get a lawyer and take your chances in court, all while racking up nursing home bills and legal bills you may never get reimbursed for while that court process plays out.
This appeal system is designed in such a way that people will give up. If you have a job, even if you don't, and you're also trying to take care of a family member, it's a rigorous, monotonous process that will just chew people up and spit them out. And then the people are inevitably going to give up. And I think in some ways, insurers know that.
So, Bob and Casey's first story on Navi Health came out in March of 2023. They were the characters in the movie. You go, hey, I think there's something really bad happening here. And people started paying attention. Like the U.S. Senate, which held that hearing where Gloria Bent told her story. And like the federal agency that runs Medicare, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. CMS finalized a rule that told insurers, you can't deny care to people just from using an algorithm. And something else happened too. Bob and Casey started suddenly getting a lot more information.
We received so many responses from people, and it just opened the floodgates for former employees, just patients and family members, just everyone across the board.
And not just former employees, current employees. And what Bob and Casey learned was there was absolutely a strategy at work in how this algorithm was being used. It was a strategy some people on the inside didn't feel good about. And this strategy got developed after United Health Group and its subsidiary, Optum, bought Navi Health in 2020. And here's what Navi Health employees started telling Casey and Bob about that strategy.
For some of us, it's creating this moral crisis. Like, we know that we're having to listen to an algorithm to essentially kick someone out of a nursing home, even though we know that they can barely walk 20 feet.
Exactly what Bob and Casey learned from those insiders and how it connects to United's role as a healthcare behemoth? That's next. This episode of An Arm and a Leg is produced in partnership with KFF Health News. That's a nonprofit newsroom covering healthcare in America. The reporters do amazing work. I'm honored to work with them. We'll have a little more about KFF Health News at the end of this episode. Navi Health, the company with the algorithm, got started in 2015. And the idea behind it was to use data to get people home faster from nursing homes if they didn't actually need to be there. Because there was a lot of evidence that some people were being kept longer than they needed.
There is some validity to the idea that there's wasteful care in Medicare. Like, there's been cases in the past proving that people stay in a nursing home for way longer than is necessary. And obviously there's financial incentives for nursing homes to keep people as long as possible.
Traditional Medicare does have limits on nursing homes, but if you need post-acute care, help getting back on your feet after leaving a hospital, traditional Medicare pays in full for 20 days. Pretty much no questions asked. So one of the selling points of Medicare Advantage, like selling points to policy nerds and politicians, was that it could cut waste by asking those kinds of questions. And Navi Health and its algorithm were designed to help Medicare Advantage plans ask those questions in a smart way.
There were a lot of believers within Navi Health, like, okay, I think we're doing the right thing. We're trying to make sure people get home sooner because who doesn't want to be at home?
And as those employees told Bob and Casey, before United and Optum came in, the algorithm had been there as a guide, a kind of first guess, but not the final word. Navi Health has staff people who interact directly with patients. And back in the day, the pre-United day, Bob and Casey learned those staff could make their own judgments, which made sense because the algorithm doesn't know everything about any individual case. It's just making predictions based on the data it has.
And there was just this noticeable change after United and Optum entered that it felt more rigid. There's no more variation.
If the algorithm says you go, you are pretty much going.
United has said, no, that's not the case. But obviously these documents and other communications that we've gotten kind of say otherwise.
Yeah, because these employees weren't just talking. They were sharing internal communications, training materials, employee performance goals, all making clear the company wanted people shipped out on the algorithm's timetable.
Documents came in showing that, like, this was a pretty explicit strategy. You know, United Health was telling its employees, listen, we have this algorithm. We think it's really good. So when it tells you how many days someone should be in a nursing home, stick to it.
Stick to it, or maybe be fired. Bob and Casey got documents, employee performance goals, saying how close you stick to the algorithm's recommendations. That is part of how we're evaluating your job performance.
It's okay. Algorithm said 17 days. You better not really go outside of that because your job is on the line.
Here's how closely people were expected to stick to it. In 2022, employee performance goals shared with STAT showed that workers were expected to keep actual time in nursing homes to within 3% of what the algorithm said it should be, like across the board. So say you had 10 patients and the algorithm said they should each get 10 days. That's 100 days. Your job was to make sure the total actual days for those patients did not go past 103 days. And then in 2023, the expectations got more stringent. Stay within 1% of the algorithm's predictions. 10 patients, the algorithm says 100 days total. Don't let it get past 101.
Like that is, it's almost nothing. Like what your hands are tied if you're that employee. What are you going to do? Are you going to get fired or are you going to do what you're told?
And one person who ended up talking to you did get fired.
Correct. Yes. Amber Lynch did get fired. And what she said was what we had also heard just more broadly was it created this internal conflict. Like, oh my God, what I'm doing doesn't feel right.
Amber Lynch was a case manager. She told Bob and Casey about one patient who couldn't climb the stairs in his home after knee surgery. But the algorithm said he was ready. And Amber's supervisor said, have you asked the nursing home staff if they tried to teach him butt bumping? And Amber grit her teeth and made the suggestion to the rehab director.
Looked at me like I had two heads. She's like, he is 78 years old. He's not going to do that. He's not safe to climb the stair yet. He's not doing it. We're not going to have him butt bump the stairs.
Amber told Bob and Casey that when she got fired, it was partly for failing to hit the 1% target and partly for being late with paperwork, which she told Bob and Casey she fell behind on because her caseload was so heavy. And she wasn't the only one with that complaint. Bob and Casey's story shows another NaviHealth case manager, not named in the story because they're still on the job, in their home office, struggling to keep up. That week, they're supposed to work with 27 patients and their families, gather documents, hold meetings. Another week, shortly before, it had 40 patients. And they said to Bob and Casey, do you think I was able to process everything correctly and call everyone correctly the way I was supposed to? No, it's impossible. No one can be that fast and that effective and capture all the information that's needed. Bob and Casey watched this case manager as they filled out a digital form, feeding the algorithm the information it asked for on one patient. This was a man in his 80s who was recovering from a broken shoulder. He also had heart failure, kidney disease, diabetes, and trouble swallowing. And a few minutes later, the computer spat out a number, 17 days. And the case manager didn't have a lot of time or leeway to argue, but they were skeptical. Skeptical that the algorithm could get that number exactly right, based on only the data it had. And what data is the algorithm working with? Like, what is it comparing the data on any given patient to? Bob Herman says, that's a big question.
It's something that, for sure, like Casey and I, it's been bothering us. Like, what, like, how is this whole system, like, what is it based on? And we were never really given straight answers on that. NaviHealth and Optum and United have said it's based on millions of patient records over time. The sources of that, it's a little unclear where all that's coming from.
Bob and Casey talked with an expert named Ziad Obermeyer. He's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health. And Ziad Obermeyer is not anti-algorithm. He actually builds algorithmic tools for decision-making in public health. And he's done research showing that some widely used algorithms just scale up and automate things like racial bias. Ziad Obermeyer told Bob and Casey, using an algorithm based on how long other earlier patients have stayed in a nursing home, that's not a great idea. Because people get forced out of nursing homes, in his words, quote, because they can't pay or their insurance sucks. He said, so the algorithm is basically learning all the inequalities of our current system. And leaving aside that kind of bias, it just seems unlikely to Bob that any algorithm could predict exactly what every single patient will need every single time. I mean, no matter how much data it's got, it's predicting from averages.
It reminds me of like a basketball game where let's say someone averages 27 points per game. They don't have 27 points every single game they go out there. It just varies from time to time.
But the NaviHealth algorithm doesn't have to be right every time for United to make money using it. In fact, using it to make decisions, right or wrong, can allow United to boost profits coming and going.
UnitedHealth and the other insurance companies that use NaviHealth are using this technology to more or less kick people out of nursing homes before they're ready. And that is the claims denial side, where it's like, okay, let's save as much money as we can instead of having to pay it to a nursing home.
And that is just one side of it, the insurance side, claims denial. But United is not just in the insurance business. United's Optum side is in every other part of healthcare, including, in the years since United took over NaviHealth, home health services. The kind of services you're likely to need when you leave a nursing home. In 2022, Optum bought one top home health company in what one trade publication called a monster jaw-dropping mega deal, more than $5 billion. And in 2023, Optum made a deal to buy a second mega provider. Bob and Casey's story says NaviHealth's shortening nursing home stays is integral to United's strategy for those acquisitions. I mean, it does seem to open up new opportunities.
You're out of the nursing home because our algorithm said so. Now we're going to send you to a home health agency, or we're going to send some home health aides into your home. And by the way, we own them.
Oh, right, because if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, your insurer can tell you which providers are covered.
So the real question becomes, how much is United potentially paying itself?
That is, how much might United end up taking money out of one pocket, the health insurance side, and paying itself into another pocket, Optum's home health services? And we don't know the answer to how much United is paying itself in this way or hoping to. And United has said its insurance arm doesn't favor its in-house businesses. But it seems like a reasonable question to ask. I mean, actually, it's a question the feds seem to be asking. Optum hasn't wrapped up its purchase of that second home health company yet. And in February 2024, the Wall Street Journal and other outlets reported that the U.S. Department of Justice had opened an antitrust investigation. And you don't have to be in a Medicare Advantage plan run by United to get kicked out of a nursing home on an algorithm's say-so. Bob Herman says NaviHealth sells its algorithm-driven services to other big insurance companies. He says, put together, the companies that use NaviHealth cover as many as 15 million people. That's about half of everybody in Medicare Advantage.
Odds are, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, there's a really good shot that your coverage policies, if you get really sick and need nursing home care, for example, or any kind of post-acute care, an algorithm could be at play at some point.
This is the dark side of Medicare Advantage.
Everyone loves their Medicare Advantage plan when they first sign up, right? Because it's offering all these bells and whistles. Here's a gym membership. It's got dental and vision, which regular Medicare doesn't have. And it's also just, it's cheaper. Like, if it's just from a financial point of view, if you're a low-income senior, how do you turn it down? There's so many plans that offer like no monthly premiums in addition to all the bells and whistles, but nobody understands the trade-off. When you're signing up for Medicare or Medicare Advantage, you're on the healthier side of being a senior, right?
And none of us can count on staying healthy forever. When you sign up for Medicare, you're signing up your future self, whether that's 10 or 20 or more years out. That future you might really need good medical care. And at that point, as we explained in our last episode, if Medicare Advantage isn't working for you, you may not be able to get out of it.
You could potentially not fully get the care that you need. We shouldn't assume that this couldn't happen to us, because it can.
So, yeah. Kind of a horror story. But, unlike some horror movies, when Bob and Casey started publishing their stories, they started getting people's attention. We mentioned the new rules from the feds and the Senate hearings after Bob and Casey's first story in March 2023. Later in the year, when Bob and Casey published their story with documents and stories from inside NaviHealth, a class action lawsuit got filed. And since then, CMS has said it will step up audits under its new rules.
There was a memo that CMS sent out to Medicare Advantage plans that said, hey, listen, we're telling you again, do not deny care solely on any AI or algorithms. Like, just don't do it.
And in February 2024, the Senate held another hearing. Here is Senator Elizabeth Warren at that hearing saying these CMS rules aren't enough. We need stronger guardrails.
Until CMS can verify that AI algorithms reliably adhere to Medicare coverage standards by law, then my view on this is CMS should prohibit insurance companies from using them in their MA plans for coverage decisions. They've got to prove they work before they put them in place.
So people with at least some power are paying some attention.
I don't think this is necessarily going to escape political scrutiny for a while.
So basically, the story isn't over. This is not one of those horror movies where the monster's been safely defeated at the end and everybody just starts cleaning up the mess. And it's also not one where the monster is just on the loose, unleashing the apocalypse. Because it's not a movie. There's no ending. There's just all of us trying to figure out what's going on and what we can maybe do about it. One last thing. I got a lot of email after our last episode where we laid out a lot of information about Medicare Advantage and traditional Medicare, and most of it was along the lines of, thank you, that was really helpful, which made me feel really, really good. And we got a couple of notes about things we could have done better, especially this. We said traditional Medicare leaves you on the hook for 20% of everything without an out-of-pocket limit. Which is true, but only for Medicare Part B, doctor visits, outpatient surgeries, and tests, which can add up, for sure. But Medicare Part A, like if you're actually hospitalized, covers most services at 100% after you meet the deductible. In 2024, that's $1,632. Thanks to Clark Lansina for pointing that out. There have been a bunch of other amazing notes in my inbox recently, and I want to say, please keep them coming. If you go to armandalegshow.com/contact, whatever you type there goes straight to my inbox. And you can attach stuff too. Documents? Voice memos? Please let us hear from you. That's armandalegshow.com/contact. I'll catch you in a few weeks. Till then, take care of yourself. This episode of An Arm and a Leg was produced by me, Dan Weissman, with help from Emily P. Secreta and edited by Ellen Weiss. Adam Raimunda is our audio wizard. Our music is by Dave Weiner and Blue Dot Sessions. Extra music in this episode from Epidemic Sound. Gabrielle Healy is our managing editor for Audience. She edits the First Aid Kit newsletter. B. Bosco is our consulting director of operations. Sarah Balama is our operations manager. An Arm and a Leg is produced in partnership with KFF Health News. That's a national newsroom producing in-depth journalism about healthcare in America and a core program at KFF. That's an independent source of health policy research, polling, and journalism. Zach Dyer is senior audio producer at KFF Health News. He's editorial liaison to this show. Thanks to the Institute for Nonprofit News for serving as our fiscal sponsor, allowing us to accept tax-exempt donations. You can learn more about INN at inn.org. And finally, thanks to everybody who supports this show financially. You can join in anytime at armandalegshow.com/support. Thanks very much for pitching in if you can. Thanks for listening.